Praise the Lord, church. Want to thank God for this opportunity. Our God is a good God. Hallelujah. I want to acknowledge Pastor J. John and our Saji Pastor here before sharing the word of God. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 9, verse 25. John chapter 9, verse 25. I will read it. He answered and said, "Whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this lovely time, O Master. O Lord, we commit, Lord, this word and this message at your presence, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor. Cover me under your blood. And Lord Father, let this word, Lord, accomplish what has been written and what it is. Returns void, and your word is powerful. Thank you, Father, for everything. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I remember speaking from this incident once in Saji Pastor's house, but as I was praying what to speak for the youth message, the Lord led me. I was reading, and the Lord spoke to me some new insights with regards to this chapter. In John chapter 9 is a very familiar passage. The passage is about a man who was blind from birth. Here you see a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples is asking Jesus a question. Was this man's blindness, what is the reason, is it a sin that he is blind or not? And Jesus is answering, saying, this is not the sin of a person, but the work of God has to be manifested. That was Jesus' answer. And Jesus healed him. You all know that Jesus said, go wash yourself into the pool of Siloam. He mixed he spat on the ground, made clay, clay with it, put it on his eyes, and told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man went and washed. And once he washed, he received his sight. And we can see that once he received the sight, the problem started. There was no issue before he receiving the sight. He was a blind man for years, couldn't see anything. But then the Pharisees started to question him. They started to bring his parents there, question him, is this man really blind? There was a question there. Then the parents said, I don't know, you can ask him, because they said that we know that he was born blind, but he's of age, so you can ask him, because they were afraid that they would be excommunicated. So here the Pharisees are again asking a question, and the answer that he gave is what is 9 verse 25 that we read. He said like this, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. This is the testimony of a blind man who is being questioned in the presence of the Pharisees. He says like this, I know one thing. I was blind, but now I see. Blindness has turned away and light has come into my life. Blindness has gone. I can see things clearly. Today my message is knowing God. That is my message today. I just gave an introduction before I started the message. How can we know God? Here, this man knew God by a miracle that occurred in his life. The miracle was blindness went off. He saw God. And then what happens is Jesus is again meeting him. In the verse 35, you can see, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of God? And he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." If knowing God was only a miracle that occurred, Jesus did not need to go again to him and say, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" Jesus could have left it that way. So what we learn from this is, young people, a physical miracle in our life should point towards one thing only, that is knowing who the Son of God is. Knowing God means knowing the Son of God, that is Jesus. That is what is the first step of knowing God means. If the miracle was so great that it could have been published in today's world, it could have been published in various medias, it could have published in various platforms, social media platforms, it could have made an impact, but that is not what God really wanted. When this man was able to take a stand for Jesus, when this man was questioned in front of the Pharisees, in front of the council, and when he was able to take a stand, what happened is Jesus led him to show the true reality that he is the Son of God. You know the truth? The Pharisees there, the Bible says there in that verse itself, in 39 and 40, I will read. Jesus said, "I've come into this world that those who do not see may see, and those who see may be blind." So the Pharisees asked the question, "Do you say that we are blind?" The Pharisees were able to see with their physical eyes, but they were blind inside. Today also, many people are blind inside of you. You may be able to see. You can be a Pharisee, or you can be a scholar of the law like Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a scholar of the law, but when he asked a question, he didn't know how to inherit eternal life. So you can be well-versed in the law. You can be well-versed about the knowledge about Jesus Christ. But if you do not know him as a Son of God, if you do not know him, know Jesus Christ, you do not know God. That is what I would like to emphasize. Here is a blatant example that knowing God means knowing Jesus Christ. Because that's why in John chapter 9 and John chapter 10 is actually connected. If you really read it, because there is an instance where the people are saying, "How can this man open the eyes of the blind?" In John chapter 10, I'm not sure of which verse, but there's a verse which says, if he's at the end, it says that, how can he open the eyes of the blind if he did this miracle? So John chapter 9 and 10 is connected. What did John chapter 10 verse 9 says? Jesus said, "I am the door." So here Jesus himself is saying that he is the door for people to come in. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. So knowing God means knowing Jesus Christ and entering through that door. The Bible says that narrow is the way. Narrow is the gate and difficult is the way. When we want to know God, when we want to know him personally, it is not going to be an easy thing. It's going to be a difficult way. If somebody says it's going to be easy, they are wrong. When you young people are going in various scenarios of your life, in various situations where it is not going to be pleasant, being a testimony for Jesus is not going to be an easy thing. Because the Bible says narrow is the gate, difficult is the way. Knowing Jesus and entering the door through Jesus is not going to be easy. But That is what God wants. When God does a miracle in your life, God does any miracle in your physical life, it should point towards Jesus. It should come make you to enter the kingdom of God and become a part of the kingdom. If you have not become a part of the kingdom, if you are thinking, oh, is this the right way that I should choose today? God is calling you to come to know the Son of God, to know, because only through Jesus Christ there is salvation. Only through Jesus Christ you can enter into God. You can know God only through Jesus. No other ways you can know God. Meditation will not help you to know God. No other thing in this world, doing exercises will not help you. Doing any other forms to know God is not going to help you, because Jesus is the way. Jesus is the door of the sheep. The sheep has to enter through the door. When you say, why we say so much about Jesus, there are John chapter 5. Let me just take some instance in the, some time in this. John chapter 5 verse 31. Let's read 31. Here. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, thank you. So here Jesus is saying, I don't bear witness. I am the door of the sheep, Jesus said. But Jesus said, if I bear witness, so we always use the seven I ams, am I right? I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. You all the seven I ams. I am the good shepherd. We all tell that Jesus himself said there's no one else who spoke like this. Is it just because Jesus spoke that we accept it? Here Jesus himself says, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Meaning, there are many more witnesses that Jesus is the Son of God, or Jesus the way. In this passage, that is 31 to 40, there are four witnesses that is mainly, it is emphasized. I would just like to touch on it. It's a big things to go in detail. What it says here is, it says that John the Baptist bore witness of him. John the Baptist was a light, was preparing the way. So John the Baptist was a witness. You can see there, the Father was a witness for the Son. When Jesus got baptized, you can hear the voice of the Father saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The Father always witnessed of the sons. Then what is the thing? The works that Jesus did, the very will of the Father, got witness that this is the truth, this is the door. The witness that he is the door is the works that he had done. I will go into that later in the message, a little bit of that. And lastly, you can see the scripture emphasize that Jesus is the door of the sheep. The scripture points all to Jesus. The Old Testament points everything to Jesus. So that is why I said, knowing God is knowing Jesus in your life. Knowing God is entering through that way through Jesus Christ. Knowing God and having a relationship means it's only through Jesus Christ. Today, I'm emphasizing is that is the most important priority in our life. There is no greater priority in our life than doing this. And let me just come to the... So knowing God means knowing Jesus Christ. But let's read John chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. John chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. So here you can see, the Bible says, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. What does Jesus intend? That means there are sheep inside the sheep pen. There is a doorkeeper, And the one person who can enter, or the doorkeeper, will open the door to the shepherd. So what we understand is, knowing God means that you and I belong to the sheep of God. There's an implied meaning here. The implied meaning is, there are sheep inside the sheep pen. The sheep pen, those who have entered through Jesus Christ, are inside the sheep pen. And what we should understand is that we belong to God. Knowing God means understanding that we belong to God. We no more, this sheep doesn't belong to anybody else. It belongs to God. It belongs to the shepherd. And the shepherd has the right to enter in through the door. And when the true shepherd comes, the door will open. The doorkeeper will open. That means you and I should understand that we don't belong to the world. We don't belong to other groups. We don't belong to other entities, but we belong to God. Hallelujah. But one thing you should understand, even though there is like this, there are some who are trying to enter by the door, other than the shepherd. Very important. The Lord God is in charge of the church, but there are people who are trying to enter. Who are these people? The Bible calls them, they are thieves and robbers. They are none other but thieves and robbers coming to enter in. When a thief comes, the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the aim of the thief is to destroy the church. The aim of the thief is to destroy the peace of the sheep. That is the aim. And what does he do? He tries to enter. He tries to come through the door, directly through the door. How brave he is. He is trying to come through the door. He can try to come through the other sides of the doors too. Try to break open. That is his goal. His only goal is, I want to disturb the sheep or the church of God. But what we should do, God protects us. If you look at the early church, 21st century we are, how much the church has gone through. There are false prophets who are trying to enter the church. There are false heresies, false teachings trying to invade the church. But God protects his church. There is a remnant that God always protects. So what we have to understand is, we have to understand that we should not turn away and follow or let the thief come inside. Rather, make ourselves assured that we belong to God. Whatever situation, even though you may hear the walls trying to be broken, you may think that the walls are getting weak, you belong to God. That is what God wants to emphasize to us. And another thing you can see here in the third verse is, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So knowing God, I said, is only through Jesus Christ. Is knowing God is understanding that to whom you belong. Knowing God is hearing and understanding his voice. The shepherd is going to come there, and the shepherd is going to call each person. Okay? He's going to call. Okay, let me just take, for instance, Joel. Joel, he's going to call him. God, who's the shepherd, or God is going to call. But there is a responsibility for the sheep. Joel has to listen to the voice of the shepherd. One, he should understand that it is the voice of the shepherd. If he doesn't understand the voice of the shepherd, he is not going to step out. How can you understand God's voice if you don't have a relationship? If you don't haven't heard the voice of God, when God calls and speaks to you, how will we understand? The shepherd many times is calling inside from the sheep, come to me, come to me. But what is the sheep doing? Sheep is not bothered. Okay? The sheep is not bothered because it thinks that I don't need to respond, or it's just my own feeling. But when the sheep understands, the sheep hears. That's why young people, not even young people, everyone should pray that God gives us a discernment to know which is the voice of God. You can have the voice of God. You can have your own voice that is telling, or you can have Satan or the thief coming and calling you too. But you should know which voice it is first. And when you understand which voice it is, God doesn't force you. Did you see that beauty? The sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He is leading them out, but the sheep is going to the shepherd. Am I right? So this is what God wants from us. Understanding the voice of God. If you don't want to understand God's voice, what should you do? You should sit at his presence. You should sit and hear from him. My son will understand my voice in any time, because he has heard my voice all the time. If you have to hear, if I have to recognize the voice of my heavenly Father, I have to hear his voice. I have to understand what he speaks. And what happens? When you understand and hear and understand, he will lead you out and you can follow him. So here is another thing. The sheep is following the shepherd. But when he is leading them out, at first I told God, as a church, God is protecting us, God's understanding. But here it's an individual calling. He is calling each one by name. He is calling each person by name, and that person is responsible to go after the shepherd. It is not the church as a whole, individually. Individually, you should understand God's voice and follow him. While the sheep is walking, there can be other persons who are calling too. You are walking under the shepherd. You are following. You're just going. Just imagine. This is the sheep pen. You are going out. So the shepherd called you. You are going. There can be other voices which are calling you. And what is the Bible says? He is leading us. So you are behind him. So the sheep can go listen to other voices. But if the sheep goes to the other place, that can be a disaster. God is not forcing anything on anybody. Young people, understand this. God doesn't force anything on anybody, but you have to voluntarily hear the voice of God and follow the master completely. But if you listen to other things other than the voice of the master, and you think that it is the voice of the master, what will happen? You will go away from the shepherd, because God doesn't force on things. God is watchful, but God doesn't force it. You should understand. You can still go away. The sheep has the discernment there. The sheep has a choice there. God doesn't want you to go away. God doesn't want you to make wrong choices. When you are at school, when you are at work, God doesn't want us to make wrong choices. But that is where, if you don't hear the voice of God, you can be prone to wrong choices. You can listen to many messages in the internet. You have many messages in the internet. You can be led astray if you follow those messages, if you don't discern the truth. Because there, people have used this Bible as a motivational speech for speeches. But many have used this word to do many, accomplish many selfish ambitions. But the sheep has to follow the shepherd. So knowing God is following him. Let us read John chapter 10, verse 4. It says like this. One of you can read, please. So here, the shepherd and the sheep is on a journey. Okay? They are going. But usually, in our, when we, if we, somebody gives us a sheep, children or not sheep, okay? We don't have sheep, but children. We always try to stay back, okay? But here it's a different scenario. The shepherd is going forward, okay? Sheep has to follow. Many a times we think God has to be behind us. The reason why I say, we make petitions and say, Lord, do this for me. Do according to my will. Do in this scenario, I want this, do it, oh God. But that is not how it works. The shepherd goes before the sheep. The shepherd is leading you. And what Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd. So the good shepherd is not behind, he's leading in front of you. And what does we as sheep have to do? Follow him. Knowing God means following him. That's what I'm trying to explain. So when you follow him, the shepherd, what is the quality of the shepherd? Let's just read chapter 10, verse 11. It's... Yes, and 16th verse too. So yes, thank you. So here it says, two things it says here, okay? From 11 to 16, if you read, it says two things. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, okay? The good shepherd also will lay down his life. He is ready to give. When God is leading and you are following him, he is ready to give himself and also lay down his life for us. That is what the good shepherd does. But what happens to a hired shepherd? The hired shepherd, what he will do is, he will leave it. When he sees any danger coming, anything, he will leave and flee away. So if you are not on the right track, when you are in trouble with a hired shepherd, what is he going to do? He is going to leave and flee. If you try to go after other shepherds rather than the true shepherd or the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will leave and flee when he sees a wolf coming or when danger comes. He will make himself secure and leave the sheep to be destroyed. This is what is truth happening. Okay, so God wants us to follow him. Why? Because he's the good shepherd who is ready to give his life, lay down his life. He already laid down for us, for the sheep. Okay, and one more thing you can see. Not only he laid down his life, you can see that the shepherd knows where he's taking the sheep. Okay, the path of the shepherd is not always going to be what the sheep likes. Okay, the path of the shepherd is not always what the sheep likes. If you are following God, sometimes the shepherd may take you up a mountain and bring you on the other side because there might be greater pasture. But when the sheep will complain when it has to go up the mountain maybe. Or when it is a rocky place, the sheep can complain because there's no water or there's nothing to eat. But the shepherd knows what he's doing. Today, if you follow him, you are safe and secure till eternity. Because our good shepherd will not drop us in the way. He who laid down his life for us, who gave himself for us, he will take us to eternity. All you have to do is follow him. Today, my time is over. I'm going to end now. So what does knowing God means? Knowing God means is only through Jesus Christ, entering through Jesus Christ. Knowing God means understanding where you belong, that you belong to God. Knowing God means hearing and understanding His voice. And knowing God means following Him. You may be different stages of this journey. You may be some have not entered maybe. Some have been, are lacking to hear His voice. I do not know which part of the journey you are or where you are lacking. But you and God know where you are lacking. You and God know where you need to step up, whether you need to hear His voice, or whether you need to take a step forward in Christian life, or whether you need to follow Him. But one thing is necessary. Keep following Him till the end, and He will take you to eternity. May the good Lord bless you with these words. Thank you.